Tora aus Australien auf Flux FM. Wir hörten jetzt schon einen Auszug aus ihrer neuen Platte Can't Buy the Mood, die am 9. August erscheinen wird. Heute ist die Band bereits erschienen hier bei Flux FM, um ein Konzert zu spielen im Rahmen des Flux FM Bergfestes hier bei uns im Fluxbau. Um 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf bei freiem Eintritt. Dann auf der Bühne Tora aus Byron Bay in Australia und die wunderbare Anaïs, die mittlerweile in New York City zu Hause ist, jetzt bei mir im Studio. Aber erstmal die vier Herrschaften von Tora, Thorn, Sean, Joe und Jay. Hello.
Hallo.
Wie geht's?
Oh, sprichst du Deutsch oder was?
Not much.
Nah, but the hi, how are you thing, that works with the people here, I think. But you've stayed, I mean, that's one of the first questions I wanted to ask you guys, because I've read that you're staying in Berlin to kind of like organize the European tour from here, but you're also recording stuff or have recorded stuff in Europe, on the European continent.
Yeah,
how's that become an idea?
Yeah, I think last year we just thought it was a good time to be in Europe for the summer, like firstly because it's a beautiful place to be and have summer. But also because we just had, we wanted to do like a promo trip for the record. And we thought it's better to be based out of, based in Europe. And so we can travel to London and Amsterdam and other parts of Germany. It's been really productive. We've just been like going on radio and doing lots of like small, like cool little events. And
cool. Yeah. And you're all staying together in like one house and you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. We've found ourselves in an amazing massive house out in like the west side of Berlin. I don't really understand. The stars just kind of aligned and we got here and realized that the place was like massive with a pool near the lake.
Yeah, dude.
So it's very like creative space and a nice place for us to spend the hot days.
All the Berliners be like, okay, so the Australian band has a house with a pool and I can't even afford a single room flat. What's wrong with the world?
Oh, shit.
No, it's all fine. I mean, you guys have really deserved it. You've been working hard since 2013. You started out when you were like really young, teenager boys.
Yeah.
And now you're still with each other. How important is being a band that's been based on friendship for you right now? Because I feel it in the room right now that there's a sense of friendship, and I think it would be hard to move to Berlin with a band that's just made out of professionals.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I don't want to say that you're not professionals. You know.
No, I get what you mean. I think that's like really the biggest thing that's kept us together for so long. Before we were a band, we were friends. And even in the times when we're not playing music or we're not touring or writing music, we're still with each other usually on most days. So that's the chemistry that keeps the whole thing together, is our personal connections with each other. We're like brothers, basically.
Yeah. Brothers from another mother.
Yeah.
One more thing that I found really interesting is that you guys, or some of you guys, have learned to record and produce music in a professional surrounding. And that's something else that I think is super important for bands in this generation or younger bands, because it would be so much harder to find a unique sound if you go to producer number one, producer number two. They all have their modus operandi. They all have their signature sound, maybe not. But I think it's harder to find your own sound philosophy, so to speak.
Well, it's like a way longer journey, because to fully hone in on your own sound, you have to learn all the tools. And so once you actually get to the point where you figure that all out, then yes, you are like totally master of your own sound. But still, I think every time you do something with someone new, there is still potential for something special to come out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, it just depends what you're really into. Yeah.
But I think if you are working with a professional producer with a big name, maybe, let's say you're going to work with Rick Rubin in the next few months, you can work with him on an eye-to-eye kind of level, because you know all the skills and you know how to...
Yeah.
But he would signal how to compress a vocal sound stuff.
Yeah, it makes the sessions a lot more free-flowing, a lot faster, because you can articulate what you want.
Yeah.
I think it's a big part of our sound, the fact that we learn to produce and do it all ourselves. Yeah. But it's also, like, in this day and age, I think it's otherwise it's just too expensive to be an independent band and paying everybody to do something. If you can do it yourself, you basically, it means you can never get stuck in the trap of waiting for a label to pay for the recording so that you can release new music. It kind of keeps everything flowing because we can just wake up, plug in our instruments and record a song, and then next week it's like ready to go.
And you can record a little bit and a little piece here and a little piece there. Then you can play a little round of table tennis or ping pong in between, and you won't have to pay $500 per hour for the ping pong playing. You know, that's the other thing with the professional studios. It's like, oh, I can't. I have to relax for 2 hours. It's fucking expensive to relax for 2 hours in a professional studio. Like, really expensive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you have a little setup in the Grunewald house.
This whole last couple of years, our process, maybe 3 or 4 years, our process has been we just get into like the luscious place that we can afford, and we basically just set up all our stuff in a lounge room, and we'll just like wake up. Someone might be making breakfast while someone's writing a guitar line or a drum part.
No, and today you make the beats and I make the breakfast.
Pretty much. It's a very like communal effort, and we kind of all just, we like to be in a place that feels like a home rather than a studio, especially when we're like writing the songs. It's usually only in the last couple of weeks of finishing a record where we'll actually hire a professional studio and just
For the mixing and all of that.
That's a good idea, I think. So bedrooms are like crucial. A good bedroom is like crucial still for your band, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's nice though, because no, I really think that's the way for the future. That's how you do it right now, and that's the way people are gonna do it for a few more years. So Can't Buy the Mood is out now. No, not yet.
It's out on the 9th of August. Yeah. So two weeks.
That's when you can buy the mood. From the 9th of August on. Sorry. The whole thing doesn't make sense anymore. The Flux FM guy destroyed it for all of us. I'm so sorry. No, I want to wish you the best of luck for that record. Are you going to stay until then here or...
We're actually still going to be on the continent, but we're all going our separate ways for a couple of weeks. Sean's going to Switzerland to see his family. Jai's going to Italy with his girlfriend. I'm going to Amsterdam, which is where my girlfriend lives. And then Thorn is going to be in Bali for a couple of weeks.
We
kind of meet back up just the week of the album release to go and do our Oz tour. So,
cool. And then you're all going to be filled up with inspirations again, because traveling is another inspiring thing for you. I've read about that.
Yes.
Maybe we're going to have another talk soon. As soon as you come back to Berlin or come back to this area, we can do a talk that's a bit longer. For now, this has to be it, because Anaïs is waiting out there, and I only have time.
Sweet.
Until 4. Thank you guys for visiting.
Dankeschön.
Want to wish you the best of luck for the record. Can't Buy the Mood. Das erscheint am 9. August 2019 auch hier in Deutschland als zweite Langspieltonplatte, Langspieltonträgerplatte der Herrschaften aus Byron Bay in Australia, die im Moment in Grunewald abhängen, im schönen Haus mit Pool. Ja, dankeschön. Finde ich super. Thank you guys.
Dankeschön.
I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Tschüss.